Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to the 66th episode of the Nata PR School podcast. PR and marketing laws, rule number 15, the law of the mind. As years go by, I think that part of what we call wisdom is probably accepting what we cannot change. I know for my part, this is a process, a long journey, accepting what we cannot change. And the law of the mind confirms this. This is why, to me, it's kind of similar. You'll see why. Because once a belief takes hold, or a brand manages to lodge in the mind of its customers, its clients, it becomes extremely difficult, if not impossible, to change consumers' perception in the short term. Doesn't mean it's impossible, but it might take you a few years, unless you have like millions and millions of dollars to create a crazy campaign, but it's really rare. And normally it takes time to really change this, this law of the mind, to benefit from it. So many years ago, I really decided to stop fighting people's perception, the so-called law of the mind. The best example I can give you, it's really regarding my partner, David Tremblay. David Tremblay is a young, amazing personality, young man. He's 6 feet two, tall, beautiful. He has such a great energy. He's in his early 30s. The typical millennial who has, and nonetheless, this insane charisma. Everybody loves David, so do I. David is really dear to my heart. But he has this charisma. He has so many amazing qualities that helps him be perceived like the big star. So whatever we do, whatever I do, David will always have a head start on me. Why? Two main reasons. The first one is a young man. So whatever I do, and this is true in our societies, is going to be taken more seriously than a woman, even me, even if I have 30 years of experience. I know. Weird, but we need to know that. Number two, he's young. So he must know all there is to know about social media, digital marketing. We make fun between him and I about this, but this is the perception. So the law of the spirit, this is what people believe. So because he's young, he's in PR, he should know everything that's happening online, right? So he's taking this crazy training and he could be hired tomorrow as a marketing, digital marketing agent. He's so good, expert. So please know that nobody out there who are looking for a digital marketing director, you cannot propose, make a proposal to David and offer him a job. No. He works for me. He's my amazing partner. I'm really lucky to have him. And I thank myself every day to have made that amazing decision. One of the best I've made in my life. So you'll understand why I try to include him in all our meetings with clients to reassure them. And above all, to give the best possible chance when we are submitting a bid. Because when he's with me, the perception of what we can offer is probably double. This is why I say very often that when you hire Nata PR agency, you get the best of both worlds. Best of both worlds, meaning you have David the millennial and myself, Generation X, you know, who have seen it all. And it's true in reality as well. All this to say that it's extremely hard to fight the law of the mind. For example, too, it's easy to see how an electric car, especially a brand that wants to rival and be in competition with Tesla and propose an electric car that's really elegant, new design, high technology, it's going to be really difficult to enter the mind of people who have been following Tesla for so many years, right? In terms of down jacket, you've heard me talk about some brands already if you've listened to some past podcasts, but I think it's a really good example because we've seen many brands emerge in the past decade trying to find their place in the sun. Because if I ask you what brand pops into consumer heads, on even in yours, when you're talking about the best warm, hot coat with down, the brands that should come to your mind, that will come to your mind, is probably Canada Goose. And well, or next to that, you might think of North Face. And if you're looking for a very high luxury, warm coat, you're going to be thinking of Moncler, who really have done an amazing job in the past few years to become the luxury winter coat. But if you do a few online researches, I did it, You will see that there are so many brands out there trying to take advantage of this trend, because the first one that really did it is Canada Goose. It was the trailblazer in the winter luxury coat. So even Lululemon, known for its yoga wear that you maybe know, is trying to win market shares with its down coats. So all this to say. So the law of the mind applies to everything around us. And if you are aware of it, you can make better choices in terms of promotion and advertising and decide where you want to put your money. Let's say you're launching your new down coat this year or in the next season, next year. Instead of attempting a costly ad campaign, it would make more sense. You would be wiser to include in your marketing plan a public relation campaign. Why? Because then you could be probably included in all these stories, because there are many fashion editors. We'll talk about the new winter coats coming up. So you being in these ranking, for example, will help consumer discover you for way less money, will give you a very good visibility. Of course, you can work with influencers as well. So there's a lot to be done that costs money, of course, but it's way less expensive than trying to do an ad campaign on your winter coat. And this will really help consumers find you and increase your SEO at the same time. As you've probably figured out, the law of the mind closely follow the law of perception. And it's pointless to wage an expensive marketing battle of beliefs and perception, really, since the law of the mind will win on every time, whatever your products, even if your product is better than the Canada Goose. It takes time to get inside consumers' heads, but it can be done. But it takes time, know that. And you have to be able to hold your own somehow until you've made your mark on the consumer minds. And it takes time. But I find that if you look in the fashion world, there are some other brands that did succeeded at doing that. If you look at Gucci, they really, really pulled this off and really managed to use the law of the mind. Took them a few years. I don't know if you knew this brand, or maybe if you remember in the 90s when Gucci, under Tom Ford's leadership, Tom Ford was a marketing genius for me in the fashion industry. Gucci in those years was a brand for the super sexy woman, the flamboyant woman, the one that wasn't afraid to wear a plunging décolleté. And if you took a look at the brand's image now, it's so different. You'll see that it has geared to a younger clientele. They really succeeded to get in the mind of the young fashionista. And they're young people, this new generation, who's not looking for fitted clothing and décolleté. No, not at all. And I can promise you, if you ask around, I know I did this little survey with my young 20-something employees. I asked them, so what's an international fashion brand that comes to your mind? And Gucci was really there before, especially for that generation. Older generation might say Chanel, Louis Vuitton, but the younger, they will name Gucci. So it's interesting, isn't it? So that tells me that they really played the law of the mind. Gucci succeeded. So is your brand on that leaps to consumer minds? Where is your mind in your clients, in your client's mind? And it's a great question to ask. What do you want your brand to be also in their mind? There's a lot of work to be there for many brands. Many of you are there really discovering new things during the pandemic, new markets, new consumer. So it's a perfect time also to redefine how you want to be perceived and what you want people to believe about you. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode and that this PR marketing little moment is helping you make decisions sometimes if you're planning and you're working on your marketing plan. And of course, we're there to discuss that with you. Many of you do book a free consultation with us. It's so much fun to find out what you're working on. I just love it. So hopefully you love this episode and you'll be joining us next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.